Exclusive: Bill Cassidy Designing Republican Federalist Healthcare Plan by Sean Moran on April 18, 2019. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Thursday that Republicans need to counter Medicare for All with their own proposal. Cassidy revealed that he continues to work on his own proposal, based on the successful CHIP program, that would allow states to design a healthcare plan that works best for their citizens. Senator Cassidy, a doctor and one of the Senate's foremost experts on healthcare, spoke with Breitbart News regarding his many proposals to lower healthcare costs. As President Donald Trump recently declared that the Republican Party would become the party of healthcare, Cassidy suggested that Republicans need to engage in a two-pronged approach. Number one, in which the GOP can pass bipartisan legislation to increase healthcare price transparency and curb surprise bills. And number two, in which Republicans offer a dynamic alternative to Medicare for All. The Louisiana Republican contended the GOP has the prevailing ideas on healthcare and can win on healthcare in the face of a rising national interest in a single-payer, government-run healthcare program such as Medicare for All. First, you have to have the ideas, and I think we have a whole set of ideas to lower drug costs, lower the cost of insurance, and independently lowering the cost of healthcare, Cassidy said. Cassidy added, but then on a bigger level, there's going to be a philosophical debate over the next election season over whether we should double down on government control, for example, Medicare for All, or whether we want to emphasize these market-based solutions, price transparency, association health plans, etc. Cassidy then said that as the country approaches the 2020 presidential election, a larger national debate over healthcare will grow as Americans decide whether to choose Medicare for All or market-based solutions to America's healthcare problems. Senator Cassidy charged that Republicans need to step forward with their own plan. President Trump tapped Senators John Barrasso, R.Y., Rick Scott, R.F.L., and Cassidy to work on President Trump's new healthcare plan going into the 2020 presidential election. Trump signaled that they will only vote on the plan after the election. Cassidy said he continues to work on a fully baked healthcare proposal that would build upon the success of the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, and would reflect much of the Federalist lore of the Graham-Cassidy block-grant Obamacare repeal proposal by allowing states to design their own healthcare plans while protecting patients with pre-existing conditions. Cassidy, along with Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, crafted the Graham-Cassidy block grant repeal that almost passed through the Senate in 2017. Cassidy and Graham's legislation garnered mass appeal through its Federalist approach, which would give states the ability to craft their own health care plan. Graham argued by granting more power to the states, they would prevent Democrats from implementing a national single-payer health care plan such as Medicare for All. CHIP, a federal-state partnership program created in the 1990s to help vulnerable children obtain health insurance coverage, has largely helped working families who made too much for Medicaid but did not make enough for health insurance. The federal government splits the payment for CHIP with states and helps roughly 9 million children obtain health insurance. To illustrate CHIP's success, the rate of uninsured children dropped from 15% to 5% since CHIP's creation. Senator Cassidy said that building upon the success of the CHIP program, he can help forge a coalition to pass a successful Republican health care program. If you build upon something which has been empirically successful, then you're more likely to build the coalition that will pass legislation, Cassidy said. Cassidy also said that Republicans need to look at smaller, more bipartisan measures such as curbing surprise billing to help lower costs. Number two, ideally, the smaller bills are bipartisan. We need 60 votes to pass these bills in the Senate, and then we need it to pass through the House, Cassidy added. That's why I emphasize our surprise medical billing on our price transparency that we are working on a bipartisan basis. Senators Cassidy, Michael Bennett, DCO, Chuck Grassley, RYA, Tom Carper, DITA, and Todd Young, RN, introduced last year legislation that would end surprise medical bills arising from charging patients with emergency treatments or treatments provided by an out-of-network provider at an in-network facility. In one case, a patient had to pay roughly $109,000 for care after a heart attack, and another had to pay nearly $18,000 for a urine test due to surprise billing. We are going to take her, the patient, out as the point of leverage. And providers and insurance companies want to disagree, they'll have an alternative mechanism by which to resolve their disagreement as opposed to working through the patient herself, Cassidy said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.